You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister was just one of several high-profile politicians visiting Tumut in southern New South Wales to announce the approval of the Snowy 2 hydro scheme. Local Liberal candidate Dr. Fiona Cotvoy says the scheme is of huge importance to the area.
The original Snowy was critical for our area and our region. It really transformed us, both in terms of who we are as a community and in terms of power for Australia. And I'm excited is an understatement to be here and to be part of today and the history making that is happening today.
The new pump hydro scheme works by pumping water up a hill and into a dam using cheap electricity, usually at night. The water is stored there until energy demands start to peak during the day. Then the water is released through a hydroelectric generation system, producing power when it's most needed. When completed, the new project will increase generation capacity by 2,000 megawatts and provide 175 hours of energy storage. That's enough to power 500,000 homes during peak times. It'll be the second largest pumped hydro scheme in the world, second only to a project in Iceland. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government's confident it'll be getting a good return on its investment, and he has a personal connection with the scheme.
Over 40 years ago, I stood in this very spot with my grandfather, who had recently retired as chief engineer and commissioner of the Snowy through the construction phase. It was only a year or two after this power station where we stand had been opened. And he explained to us, to my family, the potential and the impact of pump hydro.
Those original plans were unearthed by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull 40 years later. Mr. Turnbull championed the project during his time in the top job in April of 2017. Angus Taylor says for renewable energy like wind power and solar power to be truly useful, it needs the kind of power storage that a pump hydro scheme provides.
We need more reliable, dispatchable power in the system, and we need more storage. We are seeing absolutely unprecedented investment of variable renewable power into our system, solar and wind, unprecedented. And that needs backup and it needs storage. And that's exactly what Snowy 2 will deliver.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that the scheme is part of a wider approach to the environment, emissions and power generation.
As we transition our energy composition into the future, this project is central to that. And not just this project, as I said yesterday. The hydro, pumped hydro projects in Tasmania, the Marinus Link, which is critical to unlocking of that, combined, this is an enormous part of the climate solutions package that I outlined yesterday. It isn't just about emissions reduction. That's an incredibly important part of the program through the Climate Solutions Fund. But this is about impacting on the future of electricity supply in this country.
The scheme will create nearly 2,500 jobs in construction and support up to 5,000 direct and indirect jobs across the Snowy Mountains region. Paul Broad, the chief executive of Snowy Hydro, says the project should be operational within 5 years, with work starting almost immediately.
Yeah, the plan is the project to be online in 24, maybe early 25, but the first bit of power we hope to be out of here in about October, November 24. We are shovel ready. Early works will start within the next 4 days. So the road works down to Lobb's Hole where we're going to build where the village is going to be. Early works into the cabin will be starting straight away.
Taxpayers will pay $1.38 billion with the Commonwealth-owned Snowy Hydro to fund the rest. The project's estimated to cost in total between $3.8 and $4.5 billion. The Labour Party says giving the go-ahead to Snowy 2 isn't enough and that there needs to be much more commitment to renewable energy. Speaking in Townsville, Labour leader Bill Shorten says the project looks good on paper but doesn't go far enough.
The problem is Snowy Hydro is not going to work unless we have more renewable energy. The real missing link, if we want to have lower energy prices and real action on climate change, is to have what they call a national energy guarantee. That was an idea that Mr. Turnbull came up with, which Labor was prepared to work with. Unfortunately, the LNP sacked Turnbull before he could do anything.
Scott Morrison announced that the expensive infrastructure needed to deal with the transmission of power from Snowy 2 will be managed by the state governments of Victoria and New South Wales. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.